נדורם, פרקי משנבוב. המודה הנומי חברוי, ואין לו מה יויכל. רובין is a מודה הנומי חברוי, and he doesn't have what to eat. This really sounds almost the same as the Mishnah in Perek Dalet, Mishnah Zayin. The first words are the same. Over there we have that the Eitz is that Reuven, who can't be Mahane Shimon, goes to a Chenveni, and he tells him to... He just informs him that Shimon needs to be taken care of. Over here, we have the Halacha Noisne La'achel Shum Matono V'alom Mutubo. This Nusach we had earlier in Perek Dalet, Mishnah Ches, where there were no storekeepers, there was no chenveni available, so then Reuven has to make sure that Shimon has what to eat, and Shimon can't be nana, so Reuven can give it to a third party, b'matona, and Shimon will take from him. Toshteta, and we said that this is something to be used only b'shas hadchak, because it does look like Shimon is taking from Reuven. The Mishnah makes a big hoysof over here. This is a din that's known by the story, the way it's quoted in this Mishnah, is the way it's quoted all over Shas. There was somebody in Beis Chorin. Beis Chorin is a town to the right outside Yerushalayim, to the north of Yerushalayim. His father couldn't be nana from him. I don't know if the son made a neder, the father shouldn't be nana, or the father made a neder not to be nana from the son. Mustaba that way. The son was making a chasna. He wanted his father to be mishtatev, to be able to eat and drink by the chasna. He gives his friend the whole chasna hall that he was renting with all the food that he had brought for his son's chasna. He's giving it to his chaver. I'm not giving it to you that you can do with it whatever you want. I'm giving it to you in order that my father should be able to be by the chasna. The friend says to him, im shalihim, you're giving it to me by matana? Harei mugdol shal ha-shamayim, ha-magdashit. Omaloi, no, what are you talking about? Lo nesati ha-shalish ha-takdiz ha-shamayim. I didn't give it to you for that. I gave it to you in order that my father could be mishtatav by the chasna. Not adayte da-hoki. Omaloi, lo nesato li es-shalcho el-shatehe ato vavicho ikhlu v'shoyis mitzvatsim del-azeh. V'yehei avoin toli b'roishi. He tells him like this. The chaver really was testing him. He said, if it's mine, I'm going to be magdish. So he tells him, no, I don't really want to give it to you that you should be able to magdish. He says, so what do you want? You're just you're putting on a spiel. You really don't want to be makne. All you want is to cover up that your father is eating from you and there's an aveira over here of violation of a neder. You want that you should be able to eat and drink and to be misiratze, to enjoy time together. He means on his own head. Kilo, I'm supposed to be part of your act where you're trying to get away from Nisa. You're really being away from Nisa. What does that have to do with me? So he said, if you're giving it to me, I'm giving it away to Lashamayim. I'm being magdashit. So what's the halacha? Is that called that the transfer of ownership of the Chotz of the Suda was valid or not? Ukshabod of Lefnei Chachomim, Omru, they said a klal. Any matona which has in it the nature that it can't be niskadish by the owner, this type of case where Reuven is giving the chotza and the suda to Shimon, but he's saying that Shimon can't be magdish. It's not Shimon's to be magdish. Any matona that's that way, that a mikdisha ena mukudeshes ena matona, that's not called matona. Ownership has to be conclusive. Now there's a very fine line. This halacha is something that a halacha that all of us know. This is the halacha of matona amnas la'achzer. What happens? Reuven has an esrik. People do this all the time. They give an esrik to somebody else to use as a matona amnas la'achzer. It doesn't mean to give the esrik b'matona to the other fellow. He wants the esrik back 10 seconds after the person takes it. And filohachi, we say the matona is a matona. It's called lochem, and he does it with the esrik. And the way the Rishonim Magdu, the Ram talks about the Sparichus Tosfos, Yom Tov brings it, is that a matona amnas la'achzer is a complete matona with a tnai. Tnai is a milsa achriti, it's not in the matona, it doesn't take away the validity of the matona itself. The chalois of the matona is 100% with a tnai. Same way, Reuven can give Shimon a matona, al menas that it rains tomorrow, al menas that Shimon jumps 10 feet in the air, whatever it is. So the matona over here happens to be, the tnai happens to be to give it back. But the matona is the matona. Over here, he didn't make it at night. He made the matona itself limited by if in that the person who got it can't really exercise ownership. That's not called giving it. Now, Rishonim said that this problem is not only because the other fellow couldn't be Magdish. What happens, Reuven gives Shimon a matan, and he gives it to him, b'chdei sheyovei abba v'yoichal. So, Vaiti is not really giving it to him. Since it's spoken out b'shas maisa, that's not called giving. Giving has to be absolute. Rishonim dispute how far to take that idea, but if he told him, if he was moicha that the hegdish is not a hegdish, clearly he's saying the matan is not a matan. So this is what's called all over Belosh and Chazal, matnas beis choyroin. And matnas beis choyroin all over is called a selective matan. You have this also in Hilchos Yerusha, Sugis in Yesh Neichlin, where somebody's giving assets of his to be used kol yemei chayav, but they don't really belong to the Makabel. Why? He does that because he doesn't want it to go to his yorshim. So let's say he gives a matana to a person wants his nechosim, la'acha moisei, he wants his house, la'acha moisei, to go to a nephew instead of his son. So what does he do? He doesn't want the nephew to have it now, so he gives it to somebody else, and he's giving it to that somebody else, but that person can't keep it, it has to be passed on. So if he made a matana a limited amount of time, and then he gave after that amount of time the matan to somebody else, so then that would work. The problem is, what happens if he dies? He gives a matan for the next 15 years to a third party, and he says now, and in 15 years from now, the matana should go over to so-and-so. You could do that, but what happens if the balabais, the person who owns the house, is not alive in 15 years, so the house already belongs to his sons. So maybe he couldn't get it away from his son if that's what he was trying to do. Elamite, to limit the ownership of the second party, that it automatically goes away from the second party without a hakno, again, that's a problem. Bailus has to be absolute. And the Gemara brings up this idea of Matos Beis Chorin in that context. Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph. The next few prokim are context-based in discussing when a person makes a neder, what's included in the loshon of what he's noider. The halachas that we've had before, the idea that every lashon includes certain things and certain things not, sometimes depends on lashon bnei adam, sometimes depends on the context, sometimes depends on what standard. So let's start. Hanoidim min amavushul, person says koinim olai, or he asks with any other lashon, kol mavushul hare olai kehegdish. What's mavushul? What does that mean? Cooked what? So he's mutter b'tzoli u'b'sholuk. Mavushul means cooked food, not roasted, and not sholuk. What sholuk is not clear. The pashtus is the word sholuk means something that's cooked in a lot of water. It's not cooked in water to make it soft, to make it ready to eat, but it's cooked in yoisimidai, but even where it's soft and softer than usual, then we don't call that a dover mavushul. Others taina, kivega brings in the ran, that overcooked avad is bechlal d'loshem mavushul. You have to say that sholuk over here means exactly the opposite. Undercooked. It's partially raw, like Michael ben Drusoy, which in Hilchos Shabbos, that's enough cooked to be over on Shabbos, but it's not fully cooked. So that would be not bechlal the term mavushul. Now the Mishnah says something else. Omar, he says, koinim tafshul sheni toim. He's not talking about a dover mavushul. He calls it a tafshul. Any toim that he's not going to eat it. Osu b'maisik deri rach. What's called a tafshul? Only something that's cooked, that's soft. The idea of bishul is to roasting, make something harder. Cooking in water makes something softer. So if it's soft, then it's called a tafshul. Umute ba'ove, if it's something that was in a pot, but it's thick, it's hard, so then we don't call it a tafshul. Umute bebeitzas tromito. Beitzas tromito is like an egg that becomes completely, like what we would call the scrambled egg. It comes completely soft. That's not called bechlal tafshul. Ubedlas harumutzo. It's a type of dlas, which is like a cucumber, which is not really lachila. It's very spicy or it's very salty. And if you cook it, or it's very bitter, but if you cook it in chaymitz, then it becomes royal lachila. Now what the Gemara does over here is the Gemara defines that tafshul is usually something, Bimei Chazal, the term tafshul was used for something which is nechal imapas. What we call lalafis esapas, which in Hilchos Brachos is a terminology for something which is called a tofel to bread. Therefore, when you wash, you don't have to make a bracha on soup, on chicken and rice and vegetables, whatever's eaten in the middle of the meal. It's all called lalafis zapas. So tafshil was anything lalafis zapas. The beitzes tramito, it's prepared in a certain way that Bimei Chazal was unusual, where it was only made as a dover rufui. It wasn't the normal cooked food that a person would eat as part of a bread meal. The dlas remutza also was not eaten as part of the bread meal, therefore it's not called a tafshil. That's the definition of the word tafshil.